Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions team. It's Monday the 9th of March. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. The main news item this week is, of course, the regulator's consultation on proposals for a new DB funding framework, introducing new guidelines and a twin-track approach to valuation processes. The consultation is an opportunity to influence the regulator's approach, and we recommend that trustees and sponsors of DB schemes engage with it if possible. What's New This Week has a link to our briefing on the consultation. We've also published a guide to help trustees draft their implementation statement, which for most schemes will need to be published as part of the next annual report in the 12-month period starting on the 1st of October 2020. Trustees must also publish the implementation statement online and tell members about its availability. There have been a number of other announcements and publications this week, including commentary from the regulator about its work on climate change-related risks, confirmation from the government about the increase in the industry levy that will apply from the 1st of April, and publication of the latest GMP revaluation order and changes to qualifying earnings for auto-enrolment. The full version of What's New This Week also has links to HMRC's latest newsletter and an update from the Financial Conduct Authority about its work on illiquid investments and patient capital. That will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.